Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
We're going to be talking about the latest action in the Premier League, and the language focus is on idioms, which are expressions that are often difficult to understand.
We have some more pronunciation practice, a new football phrase for you, and this week's Premier League prediction.
But let's begin by talking about what's been happening on the website this week. In our podcast last week, we asked you about Gareth Barry, who has now made an amazing 601 Premier League appearances. We asked you what qualities a player needed to play in the Premier League for 18 years.
I think Gunnar UZ from Uzbekistan hit the nail on the head when he said Gareth Barry was reliable. Barry can always be trusted to do a good job. When a car is reliable, it means it never breaks down. And Barry has had very few injuries in his career.
Gunnar UZ hit the nail on the head with that one. And that is also an interesting idiom. And it means to be exactly right about something. What else has been happening on the website?
We've got a new player article. It's all about Leicester's new Algerian striker, Islam Slimani. He scored twice on his debut, and in the article, we take a look at some of the best Premier League debuts.
And on the Islam Slimani page, we've got a vote for you to say who you think made the best ever Premier League debut. Was it Slimani or one of the other players we talk about in the article? Let us know what you think in the comments and the vote on that page.
This week's Football English quiz is also on that page, so have a look when you have a minute. We've also got lots more about fantasy football. Check out how the Premier Skills team did in Game Week 6 on our fantasy football page. There's a link on the side of this page.
Yeah, and don't give up. De Villiers from Spain had his best week yet last week and scored 61 points to get him climbing up the Premier Skills League.
In the last section, we spoke about an idiom. The idiom was to hit the nail on the head, and it means to be exactly right or correct. An idiom is an expression that has a non-literal meaning, and they can be difficult to understand.
So, a hammer is a tool. You use a hammer to hit nails into a wall or into wood. Nails are small pieces of metal. You might use a hammer to hit a nail into the wall if you want to hang a photo or a painting in your house.
The problem is that when we use idioms, it's often not useful if you know the words in the expression. Knowing the words hammer and nail might not help you understand the phrase to hit the nail on the head.
You often need to learn the idiom separately through seeing it used in context. And in this next section, we're going to use a few different idioms because football uses lots of them.
We're going to talk about last weekend's Premier League matches and use some different idioms.
When you hear a new idiom, you'll hear this noise. We want you to pause the podcast and write down the idiom or try to remember it. Then listen again and try to think about the meaning. There are 7 idioms to find. Right, away we go.
So, what's been happening in the Premier League this week, Rich?
Manchester City keep winning. That's 6 wins out of 6 in the Premier League and 10 out of 10 in all competitions since Pep Guardiola arrived as manager.
They're looking really good, especially with Sergio Aguero back with a bang after his suspension. What about everybody else?
Well, the other big teams are not going to let City run away with the Premier League title. There were big wins for Manchester United, 4-1 against Leicester, Liverpool, 5-1 against Hull City, and Arsenal, 3-0 against Chelsea.
Yes, we've only played 6 matches, so there's still everything to play for. But the other teams need to carry on playing well so we don't see City sailing off into the distance.
But it's not looking so good for some other Premier League teams. After a good start under their new manager Antonio Conte, Chelsea have lost their last 2 matches.
And Leicester have been brought down to earth after their fantastic season last year. They've now lost 3 Premier League matches. That's the same amount they lost in the whole of last season.
But I think Sunderland have the most problems. They are bottom of the Premier League with just 1 point. They blew a big chance to get their first win last weekend. They were winning 2-0 with 30 minutes left to play, but they lost 3-2 at home to Crystal Palace.
Christian Benteke got a last-gasp winner in that match. It was a great header, but the marking wasn't great.
Right then, did you hear all those idioms? If you didn't hear 7, have a listen to this section again.
When you have found all 7, have a look at Activity 2 on the podcast page. The title is Idioms. Here you can look at the meanings and try to match each idiom to its correct meaning.
We hope that by listening to us use the idioms, you should be able to remember what they mean in the activity. Let us know in the comments section if you found this activity useful or not.
We're going to take a look at something called consonant clusters. A consonant is a letter or sound such as D, P or K.
A cluster means something that is grouped together. A consonant cluster is a group of consonants without vowels between them. Normally, words are formed by consonants and vowels, so consonant clusters can often be difficult to say.
They can be especially difficult if there are no consonant clusters in your first language. There aren't any clusters in Arabic or Spanish, so they can be difficult for speakers of these languages. In English, you can sometimes have 4 consonant sounds together. These often come at the start of words.
For example, splash has an S followed by P and then L. Another example is twelfths. Here you have 5 consonants, an L, an F, a T, a H, and an S. One of the longest consonant clusters is the word rhythm. You have 6 consonants together and no vowels at all.
There are some difficult tongue twisters that include consonant clusters. Have a go at these. I'll say them slowly and then more quickly. Try to repeat. He threw 3 free throws. He threw 3 free throws. The 6th twisty crisp. The 6th twisty crisp.
Crisp is a really tricky word to say. It's sometimes easier to say chips.
That's what they call crisps in America. Chips are hot in the UK.
It's quite confusing. Maybe we should have a podcast about differences between American and British words, like football and soccer. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. It was standing ovation. A standing ovation is when a crowd that is sitting down stand up and clap, applaud and cheer a special performance. Standing ovations are common in theatres, but now that most fans sit down at football matches, they are becoming more and more common in football stadiums too.
Well done to Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Georgie from Georgia, Gunny UZ from Uzbekistan, Davilians from Spain and El Ghul from Algeria. You all got the right answer.
This week's phrase is another idiom and is quite difficult, so well done if you get this one. The idiom is... and it's used to describe something that lasts a long time, so there's no point in using all your energy straight away. The idiom uses two types of running race. The first is the longest running race you can do, and the second is what Usain Bolt does in the 100 metres. The Premier League season is... so, Manchester City have started fast, but who knows what will happen in May?
That's a difficult one. Did you know that Usain Bolt was a big Manchester United fan?
We all predicted the right result in the Arsenal-Chelsea match last week. So that's 1 point for me, you and our Premier Skills listeners. But nobody got the right score, which is, remember, worth 3 points. What match are you going to talk about this week, Rich?
There's no doubt what the big match is this week. There are only two teams in the Premier League that are still unbeaten, and that's Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City. And the two teams go head-to-head, another idiom there, at White Hart Lane, home of Tottenham Hotspur. We all know that City have had a fantastic start to the season and look unstoppable. But Spurs have moved quietly into second place and are also looking good. I think City will drop their first points of the season, but both teams will still be unbeaten after this one. Final score, Tottenham 1, Manchester City 1.
City look too good at the moment. I think City will win 2-1.
Remember to make your prediction in our vote at the bottom of the page in our Premier Prediction League.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.